Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 seconds. I'm sorry. I always seem to say that. I'm your host. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. I say that probably because for whatever reason, the show, when I'm on it, it seems to go so fast. As a matter of fact, 1 minute has this first 60 seconds has already gone by. And it appears that this is a result of between the introduction and then my little brief intro coming into this, the music and this, it goes rather fast. So that's probably why I'm always thinking 60 seconds when in fact it is 60 minutes. All right, I want to go ahead and just reiterate last week's show, Reasons to Give Thanks. And certainly if you want to hear some of the reasons why people were giving thanks, you will certainly want to go in and listen to that archive show. There are a number of reasons why people give thanks. And let's find out. I mean, it wasn't just because it was the holiday season, but basically, and, you know, you'll find that, listen, Thanksgiving for me is every day. And I am not speaking that to other people. For me, it's every day. So I just want to say that. And I find a reason to wake up in the morning and say, hey, I'm giving thanks. I'm so happy to, if nothing else, I mean, just to be alive and to be able to be in a position to meet the challenges of the day. So, you know, which is a great thing. All right, so you can tune in to us over the internet at drjessewalker.com or drjessewalkerinc.com. Either one of those will get you in, push the play button, and you can hear live shows or some of the archive shows. Oh, so we encourage you to do that. We also want to just talk about some topics that people have been sending in my direction. They are talking now about, you know, asking the question on should dating come with expiration dates? And we've done a part one and part two of that show. And they're even asking questions on whether or not marriage should have an expiration date. And I think we've even addressed some issues relative to that as well. excuse me, no one can say for sure what you're going through, but what I would say is this, and this is simply my humble opinion, and again, I want to make this disclaimer that any of the information that's presented on my broadcast, whether it's from me or my host, featured guests, or even my callers, it's merely our opinions, and this show is not presented in such a way that we're looking to give psychological advice or legal advice in any way, form, or fashion. The information that's presented over the airwaves is for informational purposes and should be perceived as such. And so we respect the opinions that other people, we don't endorse anybody's opinions or their views. We just simply, just have conversations over the air. And sometimes you may find that people are learning things. Certainly I enjoy being here over the air, sharing thoughts, and being the recipient of the information that are being presented as well. So I think that that's a noble thing that we do, and I certainly welcome excuse me, each and every one of you all to join in with us and take an active part, even if that active part means simply listening in to see if there's something that you can pick up that you learn. Or you may hear something that you say, well, you know what, I want to share this with someone. I want to, you know, I may have had this experience, and I want to go over the airwaves, and if that's you, then simply call in to 347-857-1769. Once again, you can simply call in 347-857-1769, and we would be glad to take your call over the air. All right, once again, you're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. We are going to momentarily get to tonight's topic, which is fear keeping you from your dreams? I think that for me, it's an interesting topic because there are so many people out there who have aspired to have these dreams, and some of them have been their childhood dreams, which they've had in their early childhood, and many of them, the people may now be older and have not reached their desired dreams in life or their goals. And for whatever reason, I can assure you that if you talk to 100 people, I can assure you, talking to 100 people, you will find that there are probably 95 to 97 of them that have not pursued their dreams. And these are probably early childhood dreams. They have not pursued them. And furthermore, they are now older, and the unfortunate part is they don't even know where to begin in terms of trying to pursue these dreams. And now that's truly the sad part. You know, how do I pursue these dreams? And that's what I want to be able to talk about in tonight's podcast. Is fear keeping you from your dreams? Is actually from pursuing your dreams? You know, the question is asked, what is fear? What is, in fact, fear? What is fear? I've heard some people say it's the false evidence appearing real, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. You know, it's whatever it is to you. How do you define fear? What is fear to you? You know, and that's what I want to really get in tonight. When you think about fear, is it the boogeyman fear? Is it something that could be holding you back, that you're traumatized by? Could it be something that you feel, you know what? I wish that I, you know, if only I could get through this, or if only I could get through that, then is that this or that? Is that, in fact, a fear? What is it? You know, is it a fear? Is it a phobia? Is it something that, you know, is keeping you back? Or is it your imagination of that thing? Okay, well, you know what? Any of these things that you might present out there could possibly be justified in your mind. But the question becomes asked, is it keeping you from realizing your dreams? What is going on? What is keeping you? Or have you reached your dreams? If some of you all have reached your dreams, then certainly you want to send in comments that might get people to thinking. You know, maybe it was something that you went through, and now you say, well, you know what? I experienced this, and so now I can honestly tell people, you know, how I overcame mine. Because I'm realizing that oftentimes what one person may go through, others may not go through that. And so what may be a fear or phobia for some might not necessarily be a fear or phobia for others. So we deal with things differently, you know, at different intervals of our lives. So there you have it. You know, it's just different. So You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. All right, I'm going to go to tonight's story momentarily, and we will speak to that issue. And if I have to, oh, by the way, you can also send in your comments for tonight's broadcast. Just before we go to tonight's story, I see one of our callers have come through, and I want to ask a series of questions. That I just wanted to ask a couple of questions, but we're going to hold off and just wait for a while. Let's see here. I want to talk about fear just for a second. I want to talk about fear. I think sometimes when things may happen to people, they have an innate phobia that could have started in their early childhood. And if they don't, in fact, overcome that, if the parent, let's say it was 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, in your young years, if something happened that they were traumatized by, and if for whatever reason the parent does not get them help, provided the parent is aware that their child has this fear or this phobia, outside of just normal, whatever that word means, shyness, then I think that if they don't get them the help, then that carries over into pre-adolescence and then on to adulthood. That's just simply my opinion. And I think that that fear, in some cases it can be a form of conditioning, then it can turn around and be something whereby someone just, they haven't had the therapy or they haven't had some type of assistance in dealing with certain fears. I think that that goes into the mindset now of where they, it takes a dark corner, goes into a dark corner of their mind, and they just have struggles with that. So it could be whatever has traumatized them could also, in my opinion, be something that brings a blockage to them trying to pursue dreams. Could have been something where somebody had told them that they never amount to anything, that they couldn't do this because it was impossible. And one of the things when it comes to fear keeping you back, sometimes I think that people, they assemble themselves with other people, seeking perhaps a comfort zone to deal with others. And unfortunately, in a lot of cases, that comfort zone of people that they find to assemble with have probably been the individuals that, or the individuals who didn't pursue some of their own dreams. Because I would find it difficult to be amongst people who are successful, who have, in fact, pursued their dreams. Now, I want to make this distinction. You can be successful doing a career or a job that is not necessarily your passion or your dream. For example, let's just say you wanted to be a teacher, but you ended up being a nurse, and you're now saying, oh my, I always wanted to be a teacher, but I'm a successful nurse. I mean, you're having success. You're doing quite well at it, in fact, but your dream, your passion has been to be a teacher. So one day you decide, well, you know what? I'm going to pursue my dream. But 15 years later, you're saying the same thing. I'm going to become that teacher. And now, you know, the 15 years pass and you still haven't pursued that. And then 20 years later pass and you still haven't pursued that. And as the time passes, you're getting older. You know, and I'm not implying or inferring or suggesting that it becomes more difficult, but I think it becomes difficult for some people because, you know, other factors come into play, family and responsibilities and duties and all of the above. So you do have that. When you associate with the people, tonight we're talking about is fear keeping you from your dreams. And we're going to go online just a moment. But if you are associating with people who you find to be your comfort zone, and these are people who are successful. But remember, their success is not a success, just like the nurse. She can be a successful nurse, but she's not a successful teacher because that was her dream. That was her passion. And so you can be amongst those people, but they just didn't pursue their dreams. And what I think you will hear from them depends on the relationship that you have with them. I think you will hear them speak to the issue of, gosh, you know what? When they hear someone who's maybe a friend of someone else's who is a teacher, and they're enjoying it. And the nurse may be making a lot more money than the teacher. And I think that that's where the passion comes in. If what's your passion? Passion for me is doing that thing that I enjoy so much that is not based on success or measured by success in terms of money, but it's in what brings me that inner fulfillment. What brings me that inner fulfillment? To me, that's my passion. So you have to discover when it comes to talking about is fear keeping you back from your dreams. I think you have to find out what is your passion. If that nurse wanted to be a teacher and if they were asked the question, should I really pursue that? I mean, as you've gotten older, you may change your mind. But I'd say at least go for it. Go for that until you can discover that this might be something that you want, to do. If you want to speak to this issue tonight before we go to the story, you can press 1 on your dial, and we will entertain your call. All right, let me speak to the story tonight. We're going to go to tonight's broadcast. Just before I do that, I want to go to the phone lines and get one caller and have them give us their thought on is fear keeping you back from your dream, and tell us what your dream may have been, and are you living that dream? Let's go to 954-106. Who are we speaking to this evening?
This is Amy.
Amy, thanks for joining us this evening, Amy. Tell us, Amy, is fear keeping you back from your dream, or why does fear keep people back from their dreams, and what is fear, and has it kept you back?
It's funny that you said that, because I'm not sure if I should say fear is keeping me back, but it's possible. And it's in the reverse of the story you just, or what you just spoke about. I've always wanted to be a nurse growing up. And as I got older and started pursuing that dream, I realized that I couldn't take this out of blood, and I just didn't really care for chemistry. I just couldn't get it. And although I started school for that, I dropped out because I just was sort of afraid of having to take care of the sick that's bleeding or the sores, and I don't think I could have done that. So I decided to pursue another field. But yes, even now in my older age, I often miss not pursuing my dream. And of course, oftentimes I thought of, you know, going down that road again, trying that. But I really have not pursued that. And yes, it was because of fear why I did not pursue my dream. Am I sorry? Yes, I am. A part of me, I suppose, will always be, but of course I've come to accept the road I chose. But if I had to do it all over again, I sure enough would not allow my fear to stand in the way of my dream.
Well, that is interesting. And you're saying that that's the opposite of tonight's story, that you know, you have the reverse in this situation, and that's interesting. And so now let me ask this question. Would you say that it's too late for you to go in pursuit of that dream? Or do you have so much time in on the current job, or you no longer have the passion anymore for that original dream?
Well, I still have the passion for nursing, and I find myself always put towards anything medical. I do a lot of research on that, and I still love it. Is it too late? No, I don't think it's too late. Maybe I just don't feel like taking the time to go back into studies again, you know. And sometimes I'm thinking I will, but I think maybe being lazy might be a part of my not pursuing it anymore, along with the fact that I am already deep into the career I am in now, even close to retirement. So I have settled with the fact that, you know what, I'm just going to give up on that dream I had. Still do my studies and research in that area and find out whatever I need to when it comes to the health field, but maybe not actually play an active role in actually going to school again to pursuing that dream.
Okay. So what is keeping you? Let me just ask this point blank question. And what might be keeping you from pressing forward? If it's not fear, what is keeping you from going ahead and saying, let me just jump?
Like I was saying, is that I've invested a lot of time in my present career, so, and I am pretty close to retirement. So therefore, I don't feel that need to go and start over again, so to speak. But I will continue to do research in that area to kind of fulfill that desire, is to learn as much as I can about in that area, but not having to go back to school and also to work in that field, because I'm already close to retirement. So even going back to school now to pursue that dream, of course, will just be self-actualization. I wouldn't really go back to work in that field now that I'm close to retirement. So I have sort of given up on that dream, so to speak.
Yeah, well, I can certainly understand that. And just before we go to tonight's story, let me just ask you, what advice, if any, would you have for others that may not have given as much time into their current careers, and they still find that it's haunting them to go after their passion or their dream? What advice, if any, would you give to them?
I would say go for it. And especially to the younger people, I would say if your passion, whatever your passion is, your dream, try to go for it at a younger age, regardless of what others might say to you. The thing about it is that sometimes parents get in the way of their children because they might have their own dream that they want their child to live out, you know, and that child might not really have a passion for that dream, but because the parents is pushing them in that direction, you find that the child might go in that direction only to find out later on in life that they really hate this career that they have gone to school for. So I say go for your passion. Whatever your passion is, pursue that at a younger age. And if you happen to have gone in another direction and you are, you know, a little older now and you still have that burning desire, I would say go for it still. You know, it's never too late. I could still go for mine if I really choose to. I'm just deciding that I don't think I want to spend all that time anymore to do it. But, hey, if you have the time and it is still a burning desire for you, then by all means, go ahead and do it.
All right. Interesting, Amy. Thank you for sharing that with us. All right, we're going to go jump right to tonight's story, so we'll give all of our listeners an opportunity to at least hear it, and then we'll be able to explore some questions and, of course, send in your comments. All right, our characters in tonight's story, and it's fear keeping you from your dreams. The characters are Zita, Anthony, and Bertha. Zita, Anthony, and Bertha. If you desire a story of some truly musketeers, you will want to really listen to this story of three childhood friends who, for some reason, later in life, they went in separate directions only to come back together again in life with some disappointments. In their early childhood days, these three were inseparable and always thought of what they wanted to be when they grew up. Now, the three grew up but did not, in fact, pursue their passion or dreams because all three allowed other people to and other things to influence them into actually doing something else, and now they are not happy in their current jobs. In fact, Zita and Anthony, they actually became involved to be a couple, which did not last more than 2 years, and caused a deep separation from their once bona fide friendship. This, of course, was against the wishes of Bertha, their other friend, who tried her best to tell them that it would be better the three of them only acted as friends as opposed to lovers. And she felt this way because she felt that friends often outlast lovers. And if you look around sometimes, that seems to be true. Now the three are reflecting on their lives and find they share something in common. And that commonality is the big F-E-A-R word, fear. The mystery question, however, is what is the fear that may be keeping them back from pursuing their dreams? Now, when all three were asked individually this same question, neither of them could actually come up with a credible statement to justify a satisfactory answer. The bottom line is they don't know what the fear is. So the question is that we start out with tonight's topic is, how do you know that there is something keeping you back? You know, how do you know that it's fear if something is keeping you back, or in fact, is something keeping you back outside of yourself? So the question is something keeping you back outside of yourself? Now, let's go back to Amy just for a second and ask her this question. Amy, based on tonight's story, and if you want to chime in, you can press 1 on your dial at this time. As we reflect back on tonight's story, Zita, Anthony, and Bertha, would you say that fear actually kept any of them back from pursuing their jobs? You know, they have jobs now, but their dreams. Because when they were asked the question, none of them could actually say with a justifiable answer what that fear was. So would you say that it was they themselves perhaps holding them back?
Well, it would be difficult for me to even answer that question. I have no idea, since they did not reveal it. And themselves don't seem to know what kept them back. It could be just about anything. It could be fear. It could be finances. It could be parents. It could be anything. So it would be difficult for me to say what it might be.
Okay, that's fair enough. I think that in order to, and Amy, that's a very good point that you make. I think that in order to really answer that, I don't think we can really answer that for somebody else. I mean, we can speculate on what we think it might be. I mean, when you're talking about three individuals here and none of them could really give a justifiable answer, you know, for that, then I would say, you know what? If someone were asking me that question, I'd say, you know, if it's not fear, what else could it be? Then I'd say, you know what? They're over the age of 35, I would probably tell them you'd have to examine and evaluate your life. You have to examine and evaluate your life by reflecting on what it is that you wanted in your early childhood. And then that's the starting point. What is it that you wanted to do? Like Amy, you said over earlier that you wanted to be a nurse, and you mentioned how blood was a factor in your decision, you know, your thoughts at that time. And so you got to, I would tell them, reflect on your life by examining what was your passion as a, you know, in your early childhood. Then ask the second question is, am I doing what my heart's desire is? Am I doing what my passion leads me to? Am I doing that? And if you're not, then the third question is, why? Why am I not doing that? And then I think you have to dig deep. Why am I not doing that? And then the fourth question becomes, do I still have that passion? Do I still have that passion? Is that something that's haunting me? Is that something I still desire or want to do? Am I feeling that anymore? Am I feeling it? And then when you begin to start there, this is just my humble opinion now, with those four questions, I think your fifth question will start to lead to your progression of whether you're going to go back after your dream or you're going to now start to pursue it or leave it alone. Are you going to pick it up, you know, from your early childhood dream, or you're going to go, you know, in a separate, a completely different direction? I think even before you do anything drastic, like, depends on, I mean, the number of years now. Let's say, for example, if you're, let's say if you're 40 and your childhood dream was when you were 10, 12, 13, all the way up to 20, and now 20 plus years have gone by, and now you've asked those four questions, and now the fifth question is, it's a ponderance in your mind. Do I, wow, I've asked the question why, and now question four, do I still want to do this? And that fifth question is not just a question, but it may require an act. Do I pick this up again, or do I go in a different direction? Am I feeling it anymore? And I think that fifth one is where the dilemma comes in. But before you do anything drastic, I would say that if you're considering picking it up again, that passion, maybe spend some time around that, in that career, as a volunteer or with someone that would allow you to do an apprenticeship, and just see if this is, you know, or YouTube it, or research it, and to see if you still, if it's still a burning desire in your heart that you have, that you want to do this thing. You know, if it's a burning desire, you know, a burning desire to say, you know what, I want to do this. Then I think now number five can possibly be answered if you do that. And if you spend time before you make a drastic move and quit your job and say, I'm just going to jump out there, then if it is, and we go back to Amy talking about being a nurse, and she mentioned how she has put a lot of time into her current career, then if she examines herself, reflect on her early childhood life, and ask herself those pending questions. And she gets to number five, question number five. Do I do this thing, or do I just forego it and go in a different direction? And before she makes that drastic move, she needs to, if she's thinking about pursuing teaching again, then I think, Amy, if it was just you were to ask me, I would say, try to volunteer at a school more than once. You need to be around it, and don't just volunteer at the good schools where you see the good kids. Volunteer probably, you know, make it a mixture where you're seeing kids who don't act as behaved versus kids who do. And interview some teachers, you know. Interview those teachers, you know, as since you're a nurse. I mean, we talked about the nursing story, or vice versa in your case, Amy, you're a teacher, and then you're talking about, you know, whatever it is that you do. And interview that job that you wanted. And so you can have a fair assessment on whether or not this is truly what you want. Give me your thought on that, Amy, on that. before you jump and do something drastic.
I totally agree with that, Dr. Walker. If I were to pursue my childhood dream, it would be in my best interest to actually volunteer, like you say, at hospitals and maybe talk to other nurses, which I do have quite a few friends who are nurses, and, you know, sometimes I do talk with them. But to be honest with you, I decided that I'm not going to go down that road again. I have decided to give up on that dream, and I do enjoy my career now anyway, because God led me to this career, and I do enjoy it. So therefore, I am not really pursuing that childhood dream anymore. But I will tell others, if you have that burning desire to pursue your childhood dream, then by all means, go for it. You know, especially if you're still young.
I think that that's interesting. So there you have it. Tonight we're talking about a sphere keeping you from your dream. Our characters in tonight's story, you're just joining us. Three early childhood friends, Zita, Anthony, and Bertha. And, they were inseparable as children. And now that they've gotten older, for some reason something has drawn them in separate directions, only to come back as friends. Even Zita and Anthony became involved, and that didn't last for more than 2 years. And that was, of course, against the wishes of Bertha, because Bertha felt, listen, friends usually outlast lovers, and we shouldn't spoil the friendship we have. And it turned out that in this case, Bertha was correct on it, because it brought some tension in their friendship with the three of them. And so, in fact, it was no longer the same. And when they reflect, and they have successful jobs, but the problem is they're not necessarily happy in that, because it was something that was keeping them back, but they thought it was fear, but they can't put their hands specifically on what it is. So the next question is fear keeping you from your dream? So we're going to go to, if you want to speak to that, you can press 1. We'll take a caller or two. Let me take one of the calls that have come in. I'm sorry, one of the comments that have come in. Is fear keeping you from your dreams? A female writes in, she says, the short answer to this question for me is yes. Excuse me. Is yes. I am now in my late 40s and have always desired to be a nurse, she says. Instead, nursing seems to be quite popular. Instead, I have become a manager at a food store, which I hate my job, she says. But I have a family to support, which keeps me from pursuing what I would like to do. Do you think I should still go after my dreams at this age of my life? After all, I'm afraid. All right, that's a good question. Let me go to Amy just for a second and ask Amy, what would you tell her? She's afraid. And the big mystery question is, again, afraid of what?
Not sure what she's afraid of. Maybe she is afraid of the workload, you know, because it can be quite challenging. She's afraid maybe also of not being there for her family. She says she has a family to support. But I would say to her, don't let that stand in your way. You look at the job that you're in right now, manager for a food chain, as a stepping stone to where you really want to be. Being in your 40s is really not that old, okay? So you still have time. I would say continue with your management job, being there for your family and for yourself. And being there for yourself is pursuing the dream that you always wanted. So start out small. Do part-time evening classes, you know, to pursue that nursing career that you want, even if it means doing an LPN first for a one-year course and going that route where you become an LPN in about a year, year and a half tops, and while you are working in that field as an LPN, you pursue your RN, and you'll find that time is going to go by And before you know it, time has passed. Think how happy you'll be if you actually do that part-time school and become what you really want to become. How happy will you be as time passes?
You know, Amy, I would ditto that exactly what you said, and the only thing I might add differently is, or add to that, I should say, and that would be get your family involved in your decision because I think that you're going to need their support. You know, whether you're a single parent, you want to get your children involved in your decision. You want to make them part of that because that is your family and it's going to take you away from them. And if you do decide to do that, like Amy said, I'm not sure what your fear is. But it could be, you know, you think that you're at this stage of your life because you mentioned that. It could be you're thinking, you know, your age plays a role in it. Well, and I think she gave you valid information on that. But I would say, and if you are married with the family, you certainly want the support of your spouse. You certainly want that because there's a good likelihood you're going to be out of the home quite a bit. And you want to know that, you know, you have their support with this because it can create some challenges for you when your spouse is not accustomed to you being gone. And if you're not on the same page with each other when it comes to this, it can present some challenges that when you wanted to do this and if they're not on the same page with you and now you're going to do this, then it can open up another can of worms where you're now trying to study and then you're having problems in your relationship. You know, and when I talk about relationship, I'm not talking about just dating because that doesn't, to me, have as much weight. But when you're talking about a marriage with children involved, I think that becomes, you know, that's not just a decision that you make alone. I think that it's vital that you include your family into that decision and you have their support. I just think it works a lot smoother when you have your family, particularly your spouse's support. Because now it wasn't just an individual decision that was made. It was a collective decision. And so no one can just say, blame you for saying, oh, well, you were selfish in doing this. No, it's you want to help them. You know, you want them to be a part of that process. So that's what I would add. Let's take another comment that came into the studio right here. We're going to look at this one. And it says, this male writes in, he says, is fear keeping you from your dreams? I have a family member who was a dream killer for me some 20-plus years ago. And all I can say is this. Don't let anyone or anything stop you from pursuing your dreams. I truly believe that fear can keep you back. And we sometimes seek comfort in others and by telling them as opposed to pursuing our dreams. All right, I think he said a mouthful here, you know, a family member. And so now this sounds like maybe some bitterness, some disappointment, some anger perhaps in this comment. And his message to others now is someone killed his dream 20 years ago and it happened to be a family member. And he's saying to the audience out there, based on this happening to him, Don't let anyone or anything stop you from pursuing your own dreams. He believes that fear can keep you back. And so I think he has to reflect also on what was it? It could have been an older family member. He doesn't say, of course. It could have been an older family member telling a younger family member this. And it has an effect, on him. And so now, I mean, I would take it to say, he's saying, don't let anybody or anything stop you from pursuing it because later you get older in life and, you know, he now finds comfort in others. And that might be with a bunch of other people who feel, you know what, I didn't pursue my dream either. So listen, but we're doing okay. are you really just, is it okay to just be doing okay? Is it okay to be doing okay? I mean, if you don't know any better outside of okay, and you're still dreaming, that means sometimes people are probably still dreaming that they wish they probably could help pursue their dream. Who knows? All right, let's take another one here. It comes in. This man writes in, he says, it took me years later in my life to realize that I allow others to interfere in my dreams because I would often become so easily distracted with other people and their issues. In the long run, I was older and still wishing I had pursued my dreams. My fears had a great deal to do with it, and others became much of a sounding board. So it sounds like that he too made some excuses, and the excuses were other people, the interference that they had in his life that he allowed. And he mentions here also, at least he's taking responsibility because he says he was easily distracted with other people and their issues. I think that becomes big. When you take on other people's issues and make them your own. And sometimes I think we try to think that we're the rescuers, that we can help everybody. When you know what? If you weren't around, people would find what they need to get them going. They would. I just believe that. I'm a strong believer of that. That if you're not around and they're not getting it from you, and sometimes I'm finding that this just the association of people wanting to be around, basically for them, for their comfort, it's for their comfort because you're taking on them with their issues. And the question becomes, what about you and your dreams? You and your dreams. All right, so I'd say, you know what? That's good advice that he's given. Don't let anything or anyone, even a family member, stop you from pursuing your dreams. All right, male writes in, he says, no, this female, she writes in, I used to hang around, she says, the wrong group of people thinking they had my best interest at heart, especially since most of them were my church family. Years later, I discovered that several of them were dream haters, and unfortunately, I allowed their distractions to keep me in fear of of realizing my own dreams. Wow, that sounds really interesting. Instead of them just being her church family, she found that some of them to be some haters, obviously jealous people. I'm not surprised. I mean, what would make you think that it would stop because people, go to church? What makes you think? I think that a lot of these are sane people. We're all ordinary people. We're all ordinary people, basically. And just because we go to church, I don't think it makes us where we're so different that we can't, that we're exempt from things that anybody else go through. I don't think we're exempt from that. So I think that the important thing is, looking out for your dreams and making a conscious decision to pursue them. And even if you have maybe feel like you don't want to pursue that dream anymore, you've asked yourself those questions that I mentioned earlier, those questions, and you don't really want to do it anymore, then you may want to mentor someone else, a young person, in pursuing their dream. And you know what? In doing so, it just may, in fact, help you. You may find a new discovery that, hey, I didn't do it, but now I'm honestly helping someone else to do it. And so you may find passion in that. That's giving back. That's giving back. And so I welcome you to take stock in doing something like that. So that's what I say. We're going to take this last comment, and we're about 6 or 7 minutes out of ending the show. And so we're going to read that one. We'll just take a look at this one here. This last comment that came in, this female writes in, she says, "Fear kept me back from my dreams because I would often wonder what others might think of me. If I did not fit into what they considered to be their norm, I would now say to others out there, follow your heart's desire and forget about what other people think of you." Now, that, to me, is interesting. And I think that that makes just as much sense as what's been presented over the air tonight. Because that's how I feel now. I mean, have I always felt that way? No. No doubt, I feel that way now. You may ask the question, why do I feel that way now? And I would say, because, you know, if we spend our lives being so concerned about what other people are going to think of us, when we step out there in the public to announce that, oh, we're doing this, by the way, now, this is who we are, if we're stepping out there, because I think some of the greatest fears are the fear of what other people think about you. So I like that comment that they sent in. Don't worry about what other people think about you. Because you know what? You may be one of the very ones. You may, in fact, turn around and be one of the very ones that find out that, listen, you're doing very well. You do very well with your dream, your goal. It could be to start your own business. And you turn out and you accomplish that. Now, when you allow those people to interfere with the way that you thought about what you were going to do, and for some reason you stepped out there, and some of those same people who, if you allow to influence you, could turn out that it's they coming to you for a job now. They're coming to you now for a job. And so when you look at it that way, listen, this becomes so interesting that you say, it doesn't matter now because you're successful. If you think about all the people, let's think about Amazon, you know, the company that ships items. Amazon is a multi-billion-dollar industry now. Well, chances are they started somewhere. And then look at other people, Google. Look at all of these companies. You know, they probably sat around and talked to some people and they went on to pursue their dreams, their goal, their passion. And now you got so many people that fall in line to using their services or products that it's second nature. It's second nature. It's almost like if you're not ordering something online or you're not looking up something in Google, it's like you're outdated, it seems. And so my understanding is with the Black Friday sale, so many people have gotten, it seems, to be so much into placing their orders online that have made record sales now versus individuals who would normally go out to do their shopping. So it's like when you're sitting here and you're thinking about your fear, and I think the fears are when we think that what others might think of us, so we don't do it. But those who get past that fear and they develop the confidence in themselves and say, I'm going to feel the fear and do it anyway. And there's a book out there called that. Feel the fear and do it anyway. And when they come across that and they say, well, you know what? I'm going to do this thing anyway. I'm going to give it my best. I'm going to spend this much time doing it and see where it takes me. And who knows? You might be the next person to discover something so fantastic that it really didn't matter. Only you will remember your story. of how you struggle and the ones who may be closest to you. And then you realize and say, you know what? The struggle was worth it. The struggle was worth it. And so we can't live our lives in fear. These are just my simple thoughts. We can't live our lives in the fear. We have to just pursue. And if it's your dreams, if fear is keeping you back from your dreams, then I say to you, write down what your fear is. Write it down. And ask yourself that question, what is my fear? And that one question may lead to a number of other questions. And then you begin to, there's a series of them. Is my fear money? Is my fear my spouse? Is my fear my children? Is my fear my job? Is my fear my extended family? Is my fear my in-laws? Is my fear my siblings? What is my fear? Is my fear that I'm afraid? Is my fear the fear of success or having a taste of success? Is my fear what the public will think about me? Will I look like an idiot out there? Is my fear a fear of being embarrassed in case it doesn't work out? I mean, let's go even a little deeper. If you're listening to our show, how about Tyler Perry movies that he has become so successful with the character Madea, I think that's who she's called, Madea. And who would have ever, I can almost assure you, when he sat around and maybe presented that to a few, maybe at the time he felt close friends, and he says, you know what, I'm thinking about doing this character and putting on a dress and putting some extended pounds on her, and we present this character a certain way. And there probably were people in that circle that said to him, oh, man, you're crazy. You know, why would you put on a dress and so forth and so on and ask those questions? And just like I said earlier, when you step out there, some of those same people who opposed you will turn around and want to ask you if they can work for you, because you had the vision, you had the dream. You went beyond your fear or your phobia. And just like in Tyler Perry's case, I'm pretty sure, when he launched out there and did his plays and on to the movies, the mega movies, I can assure you some of those people probably came to him for jobs and he may or may not have hired them. You know, he may or may not have hired them. But guess what? His character is still drawing people to the movies, and he produced one or two at least every year. And so, if nothing else, he's getting paid because people are now caught up into the Madea character. They're caught up into it. And so, somewhere along the way, the fear of going out there, he got through that, and he did it. And so, he's apparently living his dream, at least with his character. He's found something that makes him successful, and it attracts people. And so let me tell you, all those that may have been haters that were out there, you know what? Who's laughing now? And I can assure you, he laughs all the way to the bank in his nice vehicle, you know, coming from his nice home. You know, so now, you know, and doesn't necessarily mean that we're measuring his success by the money, but I think when you find your passion and you go after your dreams, I think the money will come. I think it just does. I think that's how it works. And if nothing else, I think it brings you satisfaction in your spirit, in your heart, in your soul. And on that note, I am clearly out of time. I want to thank you all for tuning in to this broadcast tonight. Join us this Friday for your half-hour inspiration program. Of course, if you choose to bypass this Friday, join us next Tuesday live for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Until Friday or until next Tuesday, I say to my listening audience, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. That's all that.